Dit is SBS Dutch.
Ja, Joachim, is voetbal jouw hobby?
Well, I'm German, so obviously football is my hobby. It's probably the hobby of most people across Europe, and especially every 4 years when the World Cup comes around.
And you thought I need to find a way to combine this with my work as an economist?
No, actually, 12 years ago when I started this, I thought this was a nice way to show how full of themselves economists are, thinking they can predict absolutely everything, even if they have no idea what is going on. Now, the problem is that it all went horribly wrong, because 12 years ago when I did it for the 2014 World Cup, I predicted Germany as the winner, and then Germany won. And then I did it again in order to show that it was just a fluke, and I got it right again, and a third time. So now I'm doing the fourth time, and I hope I get it wrong this time, because everybody now suddenly thinks that I have a crystal ball or something.
Whoa. Let's go back to what you said. You hope you've got it wrong. I think we have to end this conversation then. But you predicted that the Netherlands is going to win. Yay!
Yeah, indeed. I was a bit surprised when it came out of my model and the simulations that the Netherlands would win, particularly given that the simulation showed that the Netherlands has a very, very difficult path to the final even. Not only does it have a difficult group with Morocco in it, but on its way to the final, I predict that the Netherlands will beat both Spain and France.
Oh, we need that. We need to beat Spain, because we have a trauma. It's like the 74 one, but maybe a bit smaller. But yeah, we need that. Would be great.
Well, as a German, I can tell you that 1974 was an absolutely correct result. there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. But admittedly, I think that, everybody thinks that France and Spain are the two best teams in the world right now. But if you look at my model, it uses economic fundamentals and climate fundamentals to assess how strong a team should be. And the closer two teams are in strength, the more luck plays a role in any individual match. And the Netherlands is actually very close in strength to France and Spain. It's not that much, that far behind. So a little bit of luck and just kind of getting a 0-0 or 1-1 past extra time, and you end up in a penalty shootout. And there, I would say, the Netherlands can easily beat Spain and France this way.
This is something, of course, that was picked up by the Dutch media. They probably love you there now.
Yeah, I suddenly became very, very popular in the Netherlands. And this is great for me, because I like to go to Zeeland at the end of each year on vacation. I just fear that if my prediction doesn't come true this time around, I might not be allowed back into the country in December.
Yeah, that might be right, indeed. So let's go through that predicted path. We have Japan, Sweden to beat, of course, and Tunisia.
As I said already, I think the Netherlands has a very, very tough group to begin with. But the good news is that we are now for the first time in this expanded World Cup with 48 teams, out of which 32 make it into the knockout stages. So I have no worries whatsoever that even if there will be tight matches against Japan, which I think Japan is a kind of a dark horse, which is, I also predict that Japan will knock out Brazil in this World Cup, which makes me very unpopular in Brazil these days, but that's a different story. Even if the Netherlands and Holland would lose to Japan, it would still be second in the group or one of the best third place teams and would make it into the knockout stages. So in this expanded format, I don't really have a lot of worries that the Netherlands might not make it out of the group stage. We then go to the knockout stages. The first knockout stage match is against Morocco. Now that is, if you think about back 4 years ago, Morocco was third in the World Cup. They just officially won the Africa Cup of Nations because Senegal was stripped of the title. Now, to me, Senegal still is the winner of the Africa Cup of Nations, but Morocco definitely is one of the best teams. You also have to be aware that Morocco actually is not as good as it was 4 years ago. While the Netherlands is about as good as it was 4 years ago, in my view, of maybe a little bit better. The fun thing is, talking to a lot of Dutch people over the last month or so, they all think that you're worse than 4 years ago because Virgil and others are, you know, 4 years older and past their peak. But I think as a team, as a group of players, you're as good, if not better, than 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes an easy one. Second knockout stage against Canada, one of the hosts and probably a clear underdog against Netherlands. That should be an easy one, but then it gets really tough. If everything goes to plan, you might face France in the quarterfinals. Now, that is one where, you know, if you would repeat this game over and over again, France would be more likely to win against the Netherlands because it is obviously one of the best teams in the world right now. But as I say in the note, on any given day, in any given match, luck plays an important role. And in fact, about 50% of the outcome is given by luck. And all you need is one bad day for Kylian Mbappe and co, and or one good day for Holland, and you make it past that and enter the semifinals.
Well, I just heard today that Mbappe has some injury at the moment. He should be okay for the World Cup, but the same happened to the Dutch team, Simons.
Yes, and I'm a big fan of Xavi Simons, and I'm very unhappy that he has this major injury that keeps him out of the World Cup. But yeah, you know, every team will have to struggle at some point or another.
Well, this could throw a spanner in the works of your, you know, prediction, these kind of things.
Oh, no.
Injuries.
Absolutely. The first thing that a colleague of mine asked yesterday morning when I came into the office, so with Simons out of the World Cup, does that change your prediction? I was like, well, I can't change my prediction now, but this is why I said it's like 50% of each match is luck. It's like one yellow card suspension, one injury, and all of a sudden things turn upside down.
And we might not beat France, but if we do, you say we will also beat Spain in the semifinals. Penalties.
Yes, so in the semifinals, it will be Spain or Belgium, according to my model. You would be favored against the Red Devils, but you would obviously be the underdog against Spain. But this is a case where I think because you've had such a tough draw to get into the semifinal, if Holland makes it into the semifinals, it will be in a situation where it already has a lot of confidence that it can beat anyone. Remember that at this point, you've beaten France and Morocco and a lot of other good teams. So that is something where I think it will literally be a 50-50 whether you beat Spain or not. And if you beat Spain, then the path is clear to the World Cup.
Yeah. We beat Spain and we will face Portugal, according to your predictions.
Which apparently is your Angstgegner in the Netherlands. That's what I've been told by some Dutch people.
Yeah, so Portugal, we're going to beat them. Mm-hmm. Where is Germany in all of this?
So,
I mean,
Germany,
I'm Dutch. I would like to know how you guys doing.
Not that well. Now, Germany is much better than the last World Cup. I mean, we didn't make it out of the group stage the last two World Cups, which, you know, is very, very unusual for us. Has never happened before, but we are in a better position now. Unfortunately, we have been drawn that if we win our group, which seems likely because we've got a very weak group, we will meet in the round of 16 France, who will likely win its group. And let me be very clear, I might be a Germany fan, but when it comes to Germany versus France, there is no chance Germany wins.
No, that's a bummer. And the Socceroos, Australia, have you got anything on them?
Yes. So they will also make it out of the group stage, but then very quickly run into Belgium. And that, in my model, will be the end of the Socceroos in that tournament, because Belgium is, despite all, a strong team and stronger than Australia.
Yeah. What happens with your model when this goes all wrong this year?
Hopefully less hype in 4 years' time when I do it again. Because having been right 3 times in a row, it feels like I have become more popular and more in demand every single time. Now, I always stress that, as I said, 50% in each match is luck, which means that for the prediction of the World Cup winner, more than 50% of it is due to luck. And just because I was right 3 times in a row doesn't mean that I have some magic crystal ball and I'm just kind of brilliant at it. Yet the more often you get it right, the more people think you have some special secret sauce. And I would like to stop after this one.
After or this
maybe
one.
After, next. After this one. Okay, yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
Please.
I mean, being German, I will still admit that I think the Netherlands deserves to win the World Cup.
Oh,
it is
thank you.
By far the best team that has never won the World Cup. As I said, 1974 was fully deserved the outcome, but I would say 2010 was probably not, and 1978 either. So you're due. You should win it eventually.
Yeah, so we'll see if you're the next Octopus Paul. Remember that
yes,
one?
Yes, remember that one. Absolutely, absolutely. No, I hope for an autograph from Ronald Koeman if I get it right this time.
Let's see. Thank you so much, Joachim.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.